Back out at the 2025 Half Century of Progress, the official voice, WITY, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, Chad Baker here on the grounds. Going to change a little bit of the tone of what we're doing out here just a bit for a little while. And we've got a special guest with us. It's John Bruns Jr. For folks that don't know, John Bruns Sr., longtime member of the I&I Antique Tractor Gas Engine Club, had an accident a few weeks ago in which he tragically perished. The one thing that he loved doing was working on tractors, painting tractors, and so to speak, was in his domain when that accident happened. Tell us a little bit about the background of his legacy, because everybody knows him as the guy that painted tractors.
Yeah, Dad's painted tractors, I think, for 45 plus years. He also did the meter part of it, too. And he enjoyed restoring tractors. He enjoyed seeing the smile on one's face, that it brought joy to them and it brought joy to him seeing that happen. That was the greatest thing my dad loved doing. And also trying to pay tribute to him. Eventually, I want to take over the painting business. I don't know when that's going to be, but it's going to be sometime. I don't know if it's soon, but it will be sometime.
Well, and he branched out into so many other things. We have these wonderful chairs that he blessed us with and painted in tractor colors. And the nice thing about that is I think people got an idea just how professional he was at doing this, because you think, okay, you can take it to a body shop, you're going to get whatever you get. Sometimes they have to do it twice or whatever. No, John matched the paint. I mean, what you see is as it was the day it rolled off the showroom floor, and in some instances may even be better than probably what the factory looked like.
He was very proud of what he did. You know, there was a lot of jobs. You know, I can recall one funny moment, if you don't mind me saying this.
Absolutely.
We were painting panels on a 50 series tractor and had fisheyed four different times on us and we couldn't get it right. Well, Dad said, pee on it. So I thought, what the heck? When he turned his back, I got a couple blocks. He turned around, he said, what are you doing? I said, Dad, you said pee on it. And it made him laugh. Then shortly after that, they came out.
Now that's a feel good moment right there. Because I can actually picture him saying something like that. That's the warm humor and the subtle humor that I think your dad made sure that he had with just every interaction that we've had with him over the years. I know I had an opportunity to talk with him a couple times at I&I and had his friend Eugene up with us here. And I know Eugene also going through some battles in his family with some folks close to him passing away here. And like I said, it's been a little bit of a struggle on him. I know, because he reached out to us to find out the details, but looking back on it, I feel like God kind of put us in that position. He put Eugene up here, he had us in those talks, and looking back on it, nice moments that I know I'm going to enjoy relishing for years on it.
Oh yeah, there's been some divine intervention here with you, Eugene, and a few other things that have happened, you know, just recently, running into people that I haven't seen in years, and I guess kind of a death brings people together.
It really does.
It does. Having lost my father back in January, I will pass by certain things. You know, I'll pass by a semi with a peace sign on the back, or I'll pass by a car trailer and it's got a Pinto station wagon on it. The little things that I knew that Dad's checking up on me, you know, and it's nice to have that. It's kind of weird to explain for folks that maybe don't believe, but folks that definitely have that strong faith connection, it's those looking down on us. We've talked about it a couple of times this week, and your dad's blessed us with wonderful weather here, and you can't help but feel he had a hand in that.
Well, I think so, because before at the I&I club show, he was commenting on the weather being hot, and he thought, well, it's going to be the same thing at Half Century. Well, turned around, this has been beautiful days that we've ever had at this show, and plenty of people.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit. I know that you mentioned that you were looking possibly to get into the paint. He had the chairs. I know he was getting into like gumball machines, little candy machines there. And that was something I know that he was particularly excited to get into.
Yeah, I never really noticed him getting into that, but I noticed him getting into the chairs. More pedal tractors were coming, and that was one thing. He just recently did a pedal tractor for a guy in Kentucky, Casey Flanders, and he did a really, really good job on it. And I've got to get it to Casey yet, but Casey's going to be very, very happy with the paint job that Dad put on it.
Speaking of pedal tractors, you made a little purchase yesterday. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I do. It's about the same kind of tractor that Dad has in the shop, the pedal tractor, and it's close enough. You know, I got to do some work on it, but I'm going to get it restored to where it needs to look really good.
It looked like it was a pretty nice piece. Everything was there, but you're going to make sure that by the time it's said and done, it's going to look like it just rolled off the toy store shelf, right?
I hope so. I hope so.
Very good. For folks that either knew your dad or maybe just either had those casual conversations whenever they came out to the shows, and of course he was a memorable personality, what do you want to say to them? What do you want to impress upon them about maybe something that they either didn't know or maybe something that wasn't as apparent?
Well, I can say one thing to everybody. I want to thank you for the support to my family in the time of my dad's passing and all the farmers around here that knew Dad. I want to thank you for your support in his business, because without you, he wouldn't have been able to do it at all.
There again, I know just in the couple times that we've talked here over the weekend and the time that we've spent with Sean, you just couldn't find somebody that was just more humble. You know, I mean, just every situation we found him, and he was just happy to be there, just be part of the action. And I get that vibe from you, too.
Oh, Dad put this in my blood. I love it. You know, seeing a lot of the old classic tractors, most people don't care for that. But I do. I mean, I grew up around it, restoring so many tractors with Dad. And the one special tractor that we did together was a 1206. And, you know, I know this year they're trying to get a lot of them here. Dad, that was one tractor Dad was very proud of.
And, of course, there's a lot of them out here. And there's probably some on the grounds he's had a hand in painting in.
There's a Minneapolis Moline and an Oliver I know of by Larry Abbey. He's the owner. He lives up in Paxton. And Dad, he brought the Oliver to Larry Abbey on July 4th in Paxton as soon as it was done. And very pleased. Larry was very pleased with it.
Very good. We'll have to definitely get a picture of that, check that out here. Well, John, I appreciate your time and definitely your time in spending memories. And, of course, we want you to know we grieve with you. And there again, it's extended family out here. Everybody's just part of a big family, and we definitely felt, we definitely feel the loss, and our thoughts and prayers are with you.
I thank you, Chad, and I really thank Dave Brown. He was a good friend of my father, and I love him for it. He's a great guy. Thank you very much.
Thanks, John. That's John Bruns Jr. talking a few moments with us, memories of his father, who definitely is watching over us, is here today, and making sure that everything is going A-OK. We'll have more reports coming up from Rantoul, the half century of progress 2025. I'm Chad Baker for WITY.